need to clean this unit, it needs to be painted, there needs to be outlet covers on the walls, hardware on the doors.
Millennia Property Management spokesman Jeff Crossman is walking through a Eureka Garden apartment Tuesday. It's dingy, missing electrical outlet covers, and there are cracks in the floor. Next door is a different story. That unit is clean, and it's had minor repairs. Crossman says if his company buys the federally subsidized property, every apartment will be redone.
This is going to be basically gutted and refinished.
Cleveland-based Millennia manages Eureka, while the Tennessee-based Global Ministries Foundation still owns it. Millennia is appealing a March inspection failure as HUD Secretary Ben Carson arrives on his nationwide listening tour. Carson, a retired neurosurgeon with little housing policy experience, says Eureka tenants are a model for the country.
When people get together and begin to advocate for themselves, and then they have some local representatives who are willing to stand by their side, it's really quite amazing what can be accomplished.
He says he wants more housing project residents to create tenant unions and to provide family savings accounts for down payments on homes, as well as create community centers and health clinics on site at complexes like these. Carson also said he'd like to see nationwide standardization of HUD inspection protocol. But with President Trump's proposed budget cuts to his department, some have asked whether that's promising too much. Carson says, no.
I don't really see a correlation between budget cuts and doing good inspections.
A cash-strapped HUD was partially blamed for ineffective and inconsistent inspections. Millennia Properties has until late May to shape up, or the federal government could completely take over the complex. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.